16, I control for the Black River Lake Service Band. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang to Radio Program Theater on frequency 146.5 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal night, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. We can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Center. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
K2,
that is it.
I,
check. Yeah, I'm
K2VLA.
Okay, there's three. Just like to tell Bill there, the mic's a little loud tonight. You go from one extreme to the other, I guess. But your mic's really loud tonight. I don't know if you got it, the gain turned up or what. That's really loud. All right, we'll start at the top with K2ZMZ. Jack, good evening. What's up? Jack may be getting a little interference there from that Rochester repeater. We'll go back to there. Jack, K2ZMZ, you copy?
Well, I got you now. My beam is not turning. You know, we dropped below freezing. Yeah, it's snowing pretty good down here, so apparently we are off our dial, directional dial, you know, that your control with. So I was in the wrong spot, and I didn't even hear you come back in. But I did hear you make the call up. So anyway, let's see, where are we at? About 29 degrees. Supposed to go down to about 17 to 19 tonight, and we're back to weather again, but maybe everybody will be happy to have a little snow on the ground down here anyway for Christmas. So 7 degrees all around, and back to you, Jeff, KA2000.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit here too, nothing crazy, but it looks like we're getting a little bit of snow, and it's coming off the lake. Well, you sound good there, Jack. Guess that beam's gonna be stuck there for a little bit. So good luck with it, and we'll catch up with you later. And five AOW, Bill. Good evening. What's up?
And five AOW, not a whole lot, Jeff. I hope everybody's got their Christmas shopping done because we don't have much more time to really get at it and get it finished. Not a whole lot here. Rain took pretty much all the snow away, and I think we're in dire straits for little activity with the sleds, but other than that, just a quiet day and fooling around with the HF gear. Back to you.
Okay, Bill, you're coming in here loud and clear, really strong. I had to turn the volume down. You're booming right in here. You sound good. Yeah, I hope everybody got their shopping done, because there's only one more day left, and it's usually not much left to pick from. You know? Anyway. All right, thanks. Thanks, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. Okay, K2VLA. Clint, good evening. What's up?
AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is K2VLA. Well, moving furniture around for Christmas party up to my daughter and son-in-law. So we took up a bunch of chairs, and later on we got a couple big tables. We got an extra 16 or 18 for the party. So that's getting me busy. Went out and bought a new flag. My wind got tearing up my old American flag. So I got a new one. Got her installed. That's not all the news. Still on coffee drinking. So we'll say 73.
All right, with the party there, and we're doing something similar here on Christmas Day. We got a, tomorrow's the day we really get the house all straightened up and ready to go for the party. And of course, we have the Christmas thing going on in the morning here with the kids. And, you know, I'm sure that'll be an early morning, and hopefully followed by a quick nap. And then we gotta get cooking and get all that food going. Got a bunch of prime rib to serve there in the morning. Looking forward to seeing everybody. So, all right, Clint. Well, you and Joni, Mark, and Ann, and Ed, and whoever else I'm leaving out over there, Teddy. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody else out. But you guys all have a good Christmas. But I'll talk to you here tomorrow. And all right, we'll say 73 to you. Hi, this is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in. KC2WI. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up tonight? Well, I just got back here about 8:45, I think. It was. Went in to town at the end of the day, and I got in a little bit too late to do one of the things, but did a couple hours of work at my dentist's office on the backup, and putting in a couple of high-performance graphics cards for the 3D imaging, and went shopping here, there, you know, whatever, and got to go back in the morning. I'll take my dad's snowblower, and I'm going to have Bill Hooper fix it, because I'm just out of time. I really want to do it myself. It's not rocket science, but I think I'm just going to drop it off, let him have it over Christmas, and, you know, it's a simple matter of putting a new friction wheel on, maybe new belts, maybe some minor carburetor cleaning, and maybe some adjusting the linkage of the drive mechanisms, the shift, whatever, and welding a nut on underneath where the sheet metal is. What they do is they put a couple bolts in that hold the tractor and the blower assembly together. It's like a hinge on the bottom, or a couple that hooks together, and then you bolt the top. One of those is strapped. So the easy way, I think, is just tack a nut underneath it, put a little bit longer bolt in it. You know, little stuff. I could do everything but the welding. I don't have any way to even tack weld anything, but that would be easy enough to get done. But I made the mistake of, the snowball effect, that not having my tracker for quite a long time in the fall, which means no way to pull the trailer, which means no way to get the snowblower here, which means didn't get it in anybody in the off season, etc. It just snowballs, and that every year seems to happen. I got problems with the tractor when I need to get my firewood, and I need to move this, I need to move that. So next time that thing breaks, I guess I'm going to have to go out and spend a lot of money, and buy a new utility vehicle. But it seems like, maybe not every year, but an awful lot of times the damn thing is not functional, or I don't have it for whatever reason, and that puts me way behind and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, I'm kind of not really caught up, but pretty close on the computer work. I did clean up the driveway by hand, all the snow that came off the roof, because the guy that was going to come over with his loader didn't, because his loader broke on Saturday, so he was out running around Saturday and Sunday getting parts, and you know, that's the way it goes. So I had an extreme workout last night moving 30, 40 feet while I was chiseling away at it, so that was, let's say, 30 feet, 25, 30 feet by. Okay, Pete. Well, sounds like, as usual, you got a full plate over there. Hey, by the way, has anybody heard from George there? Call there. N2PFM? Has he been around? I haven't heard him in a long time.
he's not checked into any of the, you know, on 2 meters. I hear from him quite a bit with his, he's one of those guys that seems to have endless computer problems. And, not really sure what he does wrong, but, yeah, he's around, but I haven't heard him on the radio, KC2WI. Roger that. All right, was just making sure everything was all right with him, man. Heard him in probably at least a couple months, but, okay. All right, Pete. Well, we'll catch up with you later there. This is KD2, AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, not much to report for myself today, just another day. Had to work, and got to work here a little bit tonight, but that'll pretty much wrap it up here for most of the week, and I'll start doing some of the holiday stuff here with the family. I'm kind of looking forward to that, so getting the office straightened around here, and by the way, Pete, I don't know if you're interested in any of this stuff here, but I don't think most people are anymore, but I have, let's see, one, two, at least two, maybe three CRT monitors here. One's a small old one here, 15 inch here, and the other one looks like it's either 17 or 18 inches. And they work, but I gotta get rid of them. I'm gonna take them to the dump here in the spring if nobody wants them when they do that electronic thing there. And I have a flat screen, a small one, I think it's a 15 inch. I'm not sure if that works or not. My dad gave that to me, and right around that time, I was gonna put it in the garage, on my garage computer, and then and that computer just ended up dying on me, so I never put it in there. So I can't guarantee that one works, but if anybody wants one of these monitors here, they're more welcome to have them for free. I just don't want them anymore. And CRTs, they don't interest me at all anymore. So that's about it here. This is KD2 AIT, at control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2 VOA, comment.
Go ahead, Clint.
I got a Christmas card from Joe Hewitt, K2PEY. Very good friend. I've been active in ham radio at the camp at Racket Lake. And they've encountered some family. Joe, this is, I only spent 5 days in camp this year. Still in Florida. They've been 6 months. And 6 months in Florida. What do you remember to the members? Disappearance. Not passed away. So it's nice to hear from Joel.
Roger that. Yes, I remember him checking in a few times. So, well, good. Good to hear. Thanks for the update there on Joe. And hopefully we'll see them back up here in the spring sometime, summer, up here at Racket Lake. All right. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? PC2WI. Go ahead, Pete. I have several CRT monitors. I still use a couple out in the summer out on the porch. Actually, I still use one at my desk because it's in the corner. It's a fairly big one. But, so I certainly don't need any of those. But the other one, if you want to get rid of that LCD monitor, that I could use to replace one of my CRTs that I'm using at one of my work positions. I don't need anything fancy. You just need something that'll display video on computer I'm working on, and so I'll grab that one from you. And I assume this is everywhere now, but I know here, if you want to get rid of those CRT monitors, I think you could just take them to the transfer station anytime, because there was a state law, you know, passed, I don't know, at some point that things had to be recycled. And if not, you know,
I can get rid of them for you sometime, because I can take them to the transfer station at both Lewis County here and Hamilton. They take all that stuff. They got a contract with somebody who pays them, you know, like pennies on the pound or whatever. I'm sure it's cheap, but, you know, they pick all that stuff up, so. And in fact, I was hoping to maybe get some stuff out of the dumpster, you know, how people throw out, really, computer just got a virus or something, throw it out. And they won't let you do it because they got, you know, it's a contract. You're supposed to give them everything. But, you know, I would check that out at the transfer station. You might just be able to dump them off any time.
That's a good point. I'll probably be making a trip down there after the holiday anyway with all the wrapping paper and stuff. We usually make a run. So even though we get the trash picked up on Monday here, sometimes we shoot so much stuff. Just make that one-time shot there. We get rid of all the cardboard and everything. We get rid of that debris anyway, and then do the paper and all that one shot. So, yeah, I didn't know that. I'll ask them, because if so, boy, I got a bunch of equipment here that's got to go. The only thing I'm not throwing out are the hard drives, and the ones that I don't want anymore, I'm going to smash and make sure that the data's, because a lot of that I have a lot of old code and stuff that's proprietary I can't release, so got to get it smashed up, and then you have your old banking records and stuff on there, so I never give away computers from hard drives. I always smash the hard drives out. So, but yeah, that's good to know. All right. Thanks, Pete. By the way, I did get that snowmobile registered. And, you know, I called the one DMV there. Let's say the one north of me here, close to you. And they weren't very helpful. You know, I told them everything I had and, you know, asked them what I needed to get. And, you know, basically, they weren't very helpful. I was like, well, we're not going to be able to help you here, blah, blah, blah. So I scrounged around a little bit, and I got everything I could possibly get, and I called the one down there in Rome, Nida County there, and he's like, well, you know, really, you kind of need more than that. She goes, just bring me a picture of the VIN, or you can trace out the VIN number if you want. She goes, just bring the picture better. Bring it down here, and we'll see what we can do. And so I brought him everything that I could possibly bring him, and she... You clicks with a stapler and writing a pen here and a pen there, and next thing you know, she goes, here you go, and here's your fee, and go to the next window and pay the fee, and that was it. So I was registered. And then once you know it... That night I went to, I looked on Craigslist for a snowmobile trailer, and I found a pretty decent snowmobile trailer for... $325. So, you know, I called the guy and he said it was all rebuilt, new tires, new lights, and everything rebuilt from last year. And, you know, he wanted to get rid of it and find another one, you know, a better one. And so I said, he's up in Oneida. I said, well, I can come up there tomorrow and buy it. The other thing you say it is that I'm sold as long as there's nothing wrong with it. And I said, what time you gonna be home tomorrow? He goes, oh, I'm gonna be home out too. He goes, I have to run up to Lyleville, so I won't be back till 2. I said, Lyleville? I said, well, I'm right on the way. I'll meet you here at Big Emmett. You want to bring the trailer with you? So I got it up here for $325 and it was delivered. Registered it that same day. And I was pretty happy about that. Those snowmobile trailers, you can't usually touch them under, $600 or so, even used. So, I mean, I was kind of happy about it. It's a nice shape, beautiful shape. So it all kind of worked out in the end. As soon as I got that trailer registered, wouldn't you know it, it started raining.
That's a pretty good price for a snowmobile trailer in good condition. That's a real good price, I think. And especially since he basically delivered it to you. You can't beat that. But anyway, well, if you've got to smash hard drives, I guess you've got to smash hard drives. But really, all you really need to do is write zeros over them. I mean, if you want to do the government wipe and run the program, you know, government wipe 7 times. But I think that's just paranoid. The only way that anybody would ever recover anything, even if you just write it once, is if it's the CIA, you know. and then what they do is they read many times and they have some statistical analysis program that analyzes the magnetic density of every bit, you know, I mean, that's, you know, nobody we know would ever do that. That's only like, you know, stuff you steal from the Russians or they steal from us or something. So, I hate to see hard drives destroyed because, you know, they're worth something. But, so if you trust me to do that, I'd love to have those. I'm always replacing hard drives and older computers. Anyway, then, like I say, you know, I see all the stuff thrown out. Well, you know, probably the RAM is good, and I'm always putting the RAM in older computers and things like that, you know. But anyway, yeah, you lucked out on that trailer, I think.
Yeah, Roger, when you see it, it's a, it's nice, it's 6x8, and it could fit two sleds and a tilt, and got that little, I don't know what you call that thing there on the end there, it's like a little fifth wheel that you can crank down on there. I know there's a term for it, but I can't remember what it is. And everything is on it. The only thing that's up, the harness is a different adapter end on it than mine. It's just, I just need to either get an adapter or just hook the wire on a new one there, and it'll plug onto my harness. And, that's it. And, I mean, I figured even if nothing worked on it for that price, I could just refurbish it. So, but anyway, all right, Pete. I'll think about some hard drives there for a minute. I got a, you know, I'm never really worried about the technology today. Well, I'm always worried about what comes up in the future. You know, maybe what they can't restore today, they maybe I'll restore 5-6 years from now, and you have all your data laying around there. And, I always worry about that because a lot of it's client data. So I don't worry about my own stuff. There's really nothing in there. It's gonna, you know, it's gonna bother me if anybody knows about. But a lot of that stuff. KD2AIT, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for the net? And the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net, any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency radio to you. I'd like to thank Jack, Bill, Clint, and Pete for checking in tonight. Stay safe, KD2AIT.
Checking in, so please stand by for a minute if you would. But we're still looking for check-in. Station's coming out, please.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Okay, KD2AIT. Hello again, Jeff. Stand by just a minute if you would. And looking for any additional stations. Way over on traffic. Okay, I won't hold you up, Jeff, because I know you'll be busy with something there. So, my traffic for you is number 364 routine, KA2000Z, Kate, Liverpool, New York, December 23. Going to Jeff, KD2AIT, Blake. From our home to yours, happy holidays. 73 slant 88 brick. Jack, KA2ZNZ, net manager Acton. And Carol, November 2, Mike Quebec, Papa. End of the traffic, how do you?
Copy the traffic, just fine. And ATU2,
yep, same to you. Well, I kind of include everyone. I prefer Merry Christmas probably personally, but I figured, you know, I've always used Happy Holidays, but it kind of covers everyone. Okay, very good, thanks. I'll make one more try. Any other stations, whatever about that. Jeff, thanks for the check-in, much appreciated. 73s, KA2ZNZ.